Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Matthias Ekholm! He just hammered that thing upstairs!
The Edmonton Oilers just went full Harlem Globetrotters on that shift.
What a glove save made by Skinner!
This is exciting for the fans of Edmonton. They deserve it.
This is the best power play that's ever been assembled in NHL history, and so they have the stats to back that eye test up.
And Nugent Hopkins is going to pick up point number 100.
All right, two bits of business for you. Well, one bit of conjecture, but first a bit of business.
Love the show. Listen to it every day.
Pops out to Nurse. A shot scores.
We've got Connor McDavid rewriting history here.
To McDavid scores! There's number 50!
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation. Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers.
630 Chad.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Everybody, Bob Stauffer joining you in the 630 Chad Studios. Born on this date back in 1950 from the rock group Kansas, the late Robert Steinhardt. Of course, many of you probably are quite familiar with the song Dust in the Wind. What was a Will Ferrell movie where that song ultimately got played? And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. This is Oilers Now. Derek Scott is with us today. Brendan Escott's going to be swinging in, popping in a little bit later on. He's doing a little bit of football today as he gets ready for the Edmonton Elks broadcast this weekend. Cam Moon, Oilers, one of the Oilers two play-by-play voices, will be sliding in a studio for an hour. We'll have a wide-ranging conversation coming up. And NHL insider John Shannon today for Legacy Heating and Cooling at 1:35 as well. Here's how you get a hold of us. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. Yes, it's old school. It's not wedding. Who texts in wedding crashers on Kansas Dust in the Wind? Come on, man. No, it was old school. Absolutely. Will Ferrell, we saw him all during the LA series in various different machinations. What do they call it now? Crypto.com arena, where the Oilers had to come back from crypto in game number 4. So, here's the deal. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. And you can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Canadian rock icon Burton Cummings takes the stage June the 8th at the River Cree. Tickets and more info at therivercreeresort.com. Our top story brought to you by Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. Well, what a difference a year makes. A year ago at this time, the Edmonton Oilers were getting ready for game number 5 of their playoff series against the Calgary Flames. Okay? Matthew Tkachuk and Johnny Gaudreau and Elias Lindholm on the best regular season line we'd seen in a long time. But the Oilers up 3-1. We all know what happened. Connor McDavid scoring in overtime, and the unbelievable changes that have resulted in Calgary. And lo and behold, Matthew Tkachuk traded to Florida in a trade which, frankly, I thought Brad Treliving won when the trade initially came down. I mean, he got Mackenzie Weegar on the back end, and Jonathan Huberdeau had 115-point season. They got a first-round pick in that trade, a C-grade prospect, and Matthew Tkachuk went to Florida. And Florida was on the outside looking in most of the season. We had Bill Zito on the show, the general manager of the Florida Panthers, back in January. And they were touch and go to make the playoffs. And in fact, had the Pittsburgh Penguins just won at home against not very good teams, if they just won, Florida would have missed the playoffs. The Panthers finished 17th in the regular season. 17th. Well, their goalie got on a heater. There's no other way to say it. Sergei Bobrovsky has been brilliant. Bobrovsky. And the end result is the Florida Panthers, after coming back against the Boston Bruins, who had a record-setting season. Nobody saw that happen except Tori Stauffer, who picked Florida in her pool. I have no idea why she did that. Anyways, Florida came back against Boston. They found ways to gut out a 4-1 series victory against the Toronto Maple Leafs, which I don't think discouraged many of you out there listening to the show. And then they swept the Carolina Hurricanes in 4 straight. Now, I will tell you, I took Florida to beat Carolina, mainly because of the injuries that Carolina had. They did not have the good Svechnikov, Andrei Svechnikov, not Evgeny Svechnikov, who was drafted by Detroit back in 2015. Andrei Svechnikov, a 40-goal scorer. They also didn't have Pacioretty, who at this stage in his career is probably a 22 to 28-goal scorer most seasons. Those were big losses. Teravainen was coming off an injury. I did not see the Florida Panthers. I had them to win the series, but I didn't see them sweep in the Carolina Hurricanes. So Matthew Tkachuk will play for a Stanley Cup. Hell of a chance to play. Florida waiting the winner of Vegas and Dallas, the Vegas Golden Knights, as we go into NHL today, a little bit early today. For our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, Drew Shamahorn and his staff at Elite, your local branded merchandise specialist, head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Yes, indeed. Vegas is up 3-0. They got a chance to close out the Dallas Stars. Jamie Benn, a 2-game suspension. It was a bad play. It was a brutal play. But it also shows you that the league, what do you say about that? I mean, you got Alex Pietrangelo sitting there doing the whirly bird at the stick on Leon Draisaitl, high-sticking him, and he gets a 1-game suspension. In my opinion, Ben's was worse. It was worse, and he got himself a 2-game suspension. There's no way at this stage that Dallas is winning the next 2 games. Jamie Benn's not going to get a chance to play another game in that series. And for the record, I took Dallas. I thought Jake Ottinger, I thought the Stars had enough to deal with Vegas. But Vegas won those first 2 games in overtime, rallied in game 2 to do so. And man, oh man, if you're an Oilers fan right now in oil country, you're probably looking at it. If you're one of the players, you're probably sitting there thinking, we were 2-2 against Vegas. We got a chance. We could have had a chance, man. There's no question. It sucks. It sucks. It's hard. It's a hard lesson, but it also shows you hockey is a unique sport. You know, yesterday, David Staples, and he got some blowback because he brought up luck as a factor as to why Edmonton lost the final 2 games against Vegas. The Oilers out shooting the Vegas Golden Knights 75-53 in those 2 games. Mark Spector said, oh, don't pin this on the goaltender. Stuart Skinner, this is a team defense. I do agree the team defense has to improve. I'm also here to tell you, Stuart Skinner would be the first to tell you, you cannot have 2 sub-900 save percentages in back-to-back series in the playoffs. But think back to the Oilers taking us on that wonderful run back in 2006. No one saw that coming. You know what? Florida upsetting Boston, probably a bigger upset than Edmonton against Detroit. And remember, the Oilers did it in 6. Spector and myself had a show at that time called Total Sports, and he predicted that the Detroit Red Wings would win in 3. Robin Brownlee and me, were two of the guys that had the Oilers to beat Detroit. Then in round 2 against San Jose, John Sexton, a smart guy, knows hockey. Stoff, you should have seen the 2 games in San Jose. The Oilers aren't winning the series. Oilers rallied from 2-0 down. By the time Edmonton got to win four straight, by the time they got to play the Anaheim Ducks in round three, I think people were starting to believe in Edmonton a bit, and I think the same sort of things happened with Florida. By the time they got, you're starting to think, are they a team of destiny, right? Can they win this thing? Well, I think they can. And I think it's got to be stated, you look at Matthew Tkachuk, and he's a hell of a player, and he's become a way better player over time. And I want you to think about something. We focus so much today on skill development, and we got, and it is a game that is there for every size of player. You don't have to be 6'2", 6'3", 220 pounds. You can be smaller and skilled. But the best guys, they think, they can think, but they also know where to go. Okay? And Matthew Tkachuk knows where to go on the ice, and he's in everything. So Walt, his father, that's the nickname for Keith Tkachuk, who was a power forward back when he played, and they hated him in Vancouver when the Canucks were playing the Winnipeg Jets in the playoffs, but he was a pretty good player. His two sons are a lot to handle. Brady Tkachuk is legit tough. Matthew Tkachuk is up for the Hart Trophy this year. He's had an unbelievable, like, this is crazy what's going on. And right now, I think Vegas will beat Florida, but there's a wild card in all of this. Goaltending. The guy stops the puck, and that's something. And so when you don't have it, it can derail really good teams. Teams good enough to win cups. And if you do have it, it can take average to good teams and put them in a position to win. That's just the reality of the situation. I'd like to know how many people actually out there, and you can text us on the Ashley Fine Flores text line. How many of you have kind of become Florida Panthers fans during the course of the play? I mean, the Oilers are out of it. I mean, do you just not care now that Edmonton's done and you want to talk about the Oilers all the time? We're going to talk a bit about the team defense coming up momentarily. But how many of you have sort of, okay, it has been impressive. It's got to be stated. And if you're in Calgary and you're seeing Matthew Tkachuk, Sam Bennett, and Ryan Longberg bringing that physical impetus to the team, that's, man, oh, man, that's got to kind of suck a bit because those guys have brought a lot of jam, right? They have. There's another word for it. Starts with B. That's what they've brought to the Florida Panthers, right? They brought it, man. That team plays hard, and they had a different degree of that element in the series against Toronto and against Carolina. They had more of that. Now, I got news for you. They get Vegas. Vegas can match that. Vegas can match it. Bobrovsky, that's another animal altogether. All right, I hinted to it, I alluded to it, and again, you can text us on the Ashley Fine Flores text line at 780-496-0063. We go to the Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear. Excited to announce they're opening a women's-only workwear store located four doors north of Direct Workwear. It's location on Gateway Boulevard. Find out more at womenswearwear.ca. On Friday's show, we had Jay Woodcroft on the show. Tuesday, we had Ken Holland. Both commented on how the Oilers can improve their team defense and why it needs to be a priority in the offseason. Edmonton's defense last year, 18th in goals against a year ago, 17th this season. Again, Edmonton was number one in goal scoring and number one in the power play. They were also, the last 2 years, 20th and 17th on the penalty kill. Here's Ken Holland on improving team defense.
It's not going to be perfect every night for 82 nights. These other teams are NHL teams too. So, but certainly, you know, obviously we're going to try to be better, a little bit better 5-on-5. We're going to try to be, you know, get the goals against down. We had the third best goal differential in the league behind Boston, and I think it was Dallas at plus 67. We're plus 65. But certainly a large chunk of that success was on the offensive side of the puck. So, you know, you start to looking at these games now. You're watching this round, 1-0 last night, and it's 2-2 going into overtime. You know, the 5-4 games kind of go out the window, and it's you're starting to tighten up. So I think part of it is, you know, do we make a few changes? But I also think it's just, again, it's the experience of being in these games and learning from them.
Let's not forget that when the Edmonton Oilers won their first Stanley Cup, and many of you listening right now were not born at that time, but they won game one of the series 1-0 against the New York Islanders. Grant Fuhr got a shutout. Kevin McClellan scored the only goal. The Oilers have to focus on improving team defense. It has to be. Now, I have no concerns about McDavid and Draisaitl's buy-in factor. Okay? They scored 11 of the 19 goals against the Vegas Golden Knights. The Leafs core four scored 3 in 5 games against Florida. That said, the entire team has to work together. The goaltending has to be better. The defense has to be better. The support from the forwards has to be better. The team has to get more committed forwards on the penalty kill. And overall, the team just has to improve its team defense. Here's Jay Woodcroft.
That is, priority one. And I think there are different ways to attack that issue. But some of it comes from adjustments you make as a coaching staff. It could be something penalty kill-wise. It could be something, rush coverage-wise. It could be something, more player-specific. It's 5 more saves here. It's 10 more shot blocks in this situation. It is 15 better plays on the wall in this situation. Those are the types of things that I think add up.
All right, that's Jay Woodcroft, Oilers head coach. So now I'm going to throw it to you to add up. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Ken Holland has stated that he expects Jack Campbell to be better. I do not see Campbell going anywhere, and I also don't think it makes sense to flip him for a goaltender that had a crappy year last year. I think the Oilers have got to see this Campbell process for another year. I'm not sure Skinner can be 9-14 next season, but I know Campbell can be a hell of a lot better. So the goaltending's the goaltending. They both got it at the end of the day, and a lot of it's going to be Jack Campbell in the regular season. And I think it's got to be a 50-50 proposition, and I question maybe whether or not we need to think differently come playoff time. The Oilers, anything short of 47 to 52 wins next year would be a major disappointment for me. I expect the team defense to improve. Now, here's the question I have for you. Yesterday, David Staples was on Oilers Now and said the Oilers need to be cautious about trading Cody Ceci. Darnell Nurse and Cody Ceci had challenges against Vegas. They were outscored 6-1 in that series. Ekholm and Bouchard kept their head above water in that series 5-on-5, if you look at all the advanced metrics. Kulak had a very good playoff and was solid in his pairings. Desharnais had some rookie moments. I think sometimes he had rookie calls get made against him. That happens. Can the Oilers come back with the same 3 pairings? Can they come back with the same 60? Notice I'm not mentioning Philip Broberg here, because I think what Edmonton needs to do with Broberg is get him playing. And get him playing a lot, like 22, 23, 24 minutes a game in Bakersfield for 35 or 40 games. Remember, they had Slater Cuckoo signed on a 2-year deal. He did not play the last year and a half. And Ryan Murray did not play a game for the Edmonton Oilers in the second half of the season. So they're going to replace those 2 veterans. Their deals are both up. I would suggest they sign another number seven defenseman, 800 to 900, and then sign another guy for the minors, preferably a right shot, since they're going to have Broberg and Niemelainen in their top 2 pairings. A veteran, and frankly, a veteran closer to being able to help the team at the NHL level than maybe a guy like Demaris was. Reminder, they've got Kemp and Max Wanner as drafted and developing right shot defensemen that'll be down in Bakersfield next year. So can they come back with the same D? That's my question. Do you give Cody Ceci? I mean, he was really good his first year. What about his second year? We'll get to some of your texts when we return on Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer, Cam Moon's going to slide by, Derek Scott, and Brendan Escott all with you on Oilers Now.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this.
Adidas.
Subscribe to the Oilers Now podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
I hit that button right there, Bob, 1226 in Edmonton. This gets us some text on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob, Matthias Ekholm needs to mentor Broberg, not babysit Bouchard. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. Bob, a few right-handed potential options for CC replacement. What about DeMello in Winnipeg? Myers, if he's bought out, maybe a left-handed option such as Carson Soucy. A long shot. What about Neil Pionk? Mark in St. Albert says, Bob, what about Scott Mayfield if we end up trading Cody Ceci? Big body, shoots right like Ceci. I'm not giving up on Ceci, however. Can he rebound and have a better year? I think that's the question. Like, he had a groin injury. It affected him during the year. I also think he might have been the defenseman that was most affected by not having Mike Smith back there playing the puck. Because Smith was good at it. And I put it this way. I know Cody Ceci can play better because he played better a year ago, especially in the playoff series against the Calgary Flames. It's a tricky one. And it, you know what? There doesn't need to be a wrong answer on this. Lots of perspectives are allowed. Darnell Nurse needs to adhere to his classification as a player. He is a defenseman. He needs to play defense. Think Adam Larson as an example. Know your role. Nurse needs to stay at home and not be the offensive defenseman he thinks he is. CeCe wouldn't have to clean up his mess all the time. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. On CeCe, perhaps... What's that? It's the pairing that's been giving away the negatives on Nurse. CeCe is a trade for me. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. Oh, boy. Here's one more for you. Hey, Bob, great show as always. Oh, quit lying. The texter goes on to say, what are your thoughts on the Oilers acquiring Colton Parayko from St. Louis? He's got term left and would solidify Edmonton's top four defense. And so you'd have Ekholm and Bouchard and Nurse and Parayko. That's a lot of money. $6.5 million. I mean, I like Colton. It was wonderful together with Jay Bouwmeester in the shutdown role that helped the St. Louis Blues. But how does Edmonton fit that in cap-wise? At this time. Now, a year ago, or a year from now, if we have a $6 or $7 million jump, maybe we're having a different conversation. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Evan Cook. And when we come back on Oilers Now, we'll hook up with Cam Moon, Bob Stauffer, Derek Scott, Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.